NFL lunch coming up top of the hour. AL East Report 115, and then Patrick Royce. Talk about the red hot. Red hot Minnesota Twins. They won 8 in a row. 2 weeks ago, they were like the Orioles, one of the big disappointments in baseball. Obviously, the Birds still waiting for their first 3-game winning streak, much less an 8-gamer. But we'll get into that and more. But Nolan, I was kind of perusing the interweb during one of the breaks and came across the Players Tribune in the National Football League. And Ronnie Stanley just got a contract extension from the Ravens. Signed a big one after the 2019 season when he made first-team All-Pro when the Ravens had, I think, half the team made the Pro Bowl that year. Mm-hmm. But he signed the big deal. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was the first game after he signed or the next game.
2 days later.
Playing the Steelers on that Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. Dislocated, broken ankle, all sorts of mayhem. But Ronnie goes into detail, Nolan, about the severity of said injury and why it took so long to overcome it.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff in here. You should definitely read the whole thing. But just a few notables that stuck out to me said, you know, 2 days later after signing the contract, everything changed in an instant. My ankle got rolled up on against the Steelers. Now, here's what's interesting. He says, I feel like it could have been avoided, but what can you do? Went back and watched that play. It was TJ Watt that rolled him up. Now, Lamar was being sacked on that play, already being brought down by Stephon Tuitt. Mm-hmm. Watt blows right past him and then just barrel rolls into Ronnie's legs. Wow. So I remember there being some discourse at the time.
I'm not going to lie. I don't remember the exact play.
It's interesting that he felt necessary to mention that here. Says, I basically tore up everything in my ankle besides the deltoid ligament. They put me in a cast from my hip to my toes. Couldn't bend my knee for 3 months. Couldn't even sit in a car. Had to lie in the back seat if I wanted to go anywhere. Pain meds were the only thing allowing me to get any sleep. I could feel the 8 staples in my leg rubbing against the cast every night.
Wow. And you, now I've been in a cast from hip to toe, and your leg atrophies big time. His, when he came out of that cast, whatever leg it was, left or right, it was probably
looked like a pencil.
Yes, absolutely.
And obviously the pain of the recovery was, you know, significant enough, but then once he did initially come back, it was the, we remember the whole saga, it lingered, it became like a 2-year thing,
right?
That everyone thought that, all right, he's back.
Well, you saw him, Vinny, out at training camp the 1 year he tried to come back.
Yeah, he was
laboring. Yeah.
Did he say he tried to come back too quick?
Some interesting comments here. It says, I'll never forget the feeling of everybody looking at me like, damn, Ronnie, you got the bag and now you're getting surgery. Do you really need it? Can't you just play through this? The narrative was basically, this dude can't fight through the pain. He doesn't love the game like that.
Ooh,
he just wants to get the money and run.
Sounds familiar.
I got the surgery, and when it was over, the doctors let me know my deltoid was indeed completely torn. I wouldn't have been able to play with that injury no matter what I tried to do. There was no amount of toughness that was going to change that and allow me to play effectively.
Yeah, I mean, that's a medical call, not a Ronnie call. You know, I mean,
but people did question his toughness and his desire to play. I remember that vividly.
Right, and that's where, you know, you have your doctor come on or whatever, you know, to explain the injury, to say how bad it was. You know, just to you got to protect your player.
Right. Some other stuff here, you know, thanked a lot of people, friends, family, teammates, mentioned Lamar a bunch in here for helping him through the rough times there. And there's actually interesting, I didn't know this about him. Said that, you know, dealing with adversity in your life, when he was a kid, he had a really bad accident. Thought he was almost going to die. He had basically riding like a golf cart, and it flipped over and landed on him, broke a bunch of bones. And the doctor said, it was very close to crushing your head. But he was in a wheelchair and all casted up for a couple months after that. So adversity in life there. It's crazy.
Well, that sounds like a tough guy to me, overcoming that sort of thing. And then had his second best season. I mean, in 2019, he was best
awesome.
Left tackle in football. But last year, really played really well and got paid handsomely for it. But I've never had staples before. I've had stitches a bazillion times. Never had staples. And rubbing on the cast, that had to be a weird feeling.
Did I have staples in my chest? I don't know what I had in my...